and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I get excited about this little five-minute segment because I believe it has revelation in it. And so many people talk to me when I travel all over the world. They say, I like that Faith the Facts. But there's so many other things we do. We do our boardroom chat. People love that. Kathy has a glorious living or glorious moments, I think, or whatever. And plus the television, you name it, we just do it. I want to talk to you today about something I believe you'll be blessed by. And I want to ask a question. Do you practice what you preach? Now, when you use the word preach, the first thing you think of, you know, is a preacher. But in other words, do you practice what you believe? There's so many people, they say one thing and do another. And I made up my mind when I got born again that I wouldn't have what I call secret sin in my life. That I would practice what I preach, the revelations that God gave me, the different things, and I made up my mind to do that. I don't find that hard at all, to live clean, live holy, you know? Just practice what the Lord says. Let me give you a great scripture. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Now, he's talking to Israel, but you got to understand, we became Israel when Jesus came, my Lord, and opened up the books, opened up, and we all got in. So anytime you see something in the Old Testament, one way, shape, or form, it relates to us, you see? So in other words, he's commanded me to live. He's commanded me to walk in his ways. He's commanded me that my days would be prolonged. And every time I look in the mirror and look at his white hair and his saggy chin, I said, that's prolonged. You know, I kind of prolong a little bit. Things of that nature. Good God. You know, but you know what? It's such a blessing of the Lord. I just don't find it hard to live with the Lord Jesus. I live through my spirit, through a renewed mind and a crucified body. Just that simple. Here's another verse in James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. In other words, God likes fellowship. He says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. I refuse to be double-minded in my life whatsoever. A double-minded man is unstable in all his way. I refuse to do that. In all my years of ministry, I've been preaching 49 years. When I make a decision, I keep it. When God tells me to do something, I go do it. It's better to obey than to sacrifice, and I made up my mind. Obedience is not hard if you're not hiding anything. You know, you're just doing what the Lord tells you to do when you want him to do it, and or when you want you to do it, whatever. You know, it didn't make any difference. It's just God and him crucified living inside of you. But there are a lot of ministers now. I don't mean this to be critical, just to be truthful. They say one thing and do another. I don't see how they do that. And I know it happens, don't misunderstand. I just don't see how. Being in a pulpit every Sunday, preaching to people, and you're running around with some woman that's not your wife. I don't get that. I don't get that at all. I know it happens. Or to molest a child. I don't get that. How do you do that? I mean, my God, man. I mean, what do you tell? Like, if you're running around with some lady, do you tell God, would you mind walking out here? And what? No, you don't do that. You practice this word of God by studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then if you got temptations or whatever it may be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, I don't understand how any, quote, adult can have temptations about children. You think your kids would be safe at church, huh? Come on, right? But a lot of times it's not. So that's it's just simply the truth. That's people that say one thing and do another. That's why there's so many scandals going out there. And, you know, I want to tell you something. God is judging these people. He's judging this thing. He's shutting this stuff down. Because I really believe Jesus is coming sooner than we all think. And he said, I'm coming for a holy people, an honorable people. God said, if you honor me, I will honor you. So let me say it again. In Deuteronomy 5:33, you shall walk in all the ways with the Lord your God that commanded you. He didn't suggest it. He commanded it. That you may live. I like that. That it may be well with you and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Everything I have, I possess it. How did I get it? I confessed it first and then possessed it. Spiritual, physical, and financial. Do that today. Be the person you say you are. And people will honor you all the days of your life. I hope you enjoyed it today. It's very simple. Jesse the Planet saying, I love you. I really do. See you next week right here at Faith the Facts.